I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. One of Springfield's oldest businesses is looking to sell.
How are you today?
Step inside Recycled Records in downtown Springfield and you'll realize it has a lot more going on than just what's in the name. Old beer signs line the walls, there's stereo equipment, collectible toys, historical books, vintage knickknacks, and more. It's also anything but pristine and sterile. The more than century-old building has its own kind of style. It might appear somewhat disorganized, with different non-related items piled all over, but the customers are used to it. And of course, there's plenty of music. Cases of CDs and tapes are everywhere, with vinyl records on the second floor. All you have to do is climb some rickety steps, known in the store as the Stairway to Heaven.
We accept all customers that walk in the door, but basically we have a lot of funky customers. We start young and we go to old, but most of them have a sense of humor, and we're a store for people who love music and musicians, and I would say our average customer is kind of funky.
That's owner Mark Kessler, whose parents and grandparents worked here, selling furniture over a century ago, before also including the records, tapes, and CDs. Kessler is now 70. His younger brother Gary, who works here as well, is also nearing retirement age. They're ready to hand it off to a new entrepreneur. Kessler says the transition of the family business into a well-known destination for audiophiles was slow, but eventually the music started to take over.
We put a pole from one wall to the other and had a giant tie-dyed curtain made. And we put that up, and then when we added more cabinets and took over more, we just moved the curtain back farther. And eventually we had the upstairs surrounded. We'd taken over the upstairs.
Kessler says after his father passed away, the increased focus on music meant the first floor got taken over too. After spending a decade in Chicago and moving back to Springfield, he was a regular at garage sales along with his brother Gary. They searched for rare and collectible records and decided Springfield needed a shop specializing in music. In 1978, they started the new part of the business with their collection of 800 or so albums. Now, the used furniture is only in the basement. There's still a bit of something for everyone. Partway through the day, a woman comes in with some items she wants to sell.
A new watch and something else.
Be careful.
I'll be careful, I promise. I just bought a jewelry box with, apparently it's a peacock, I think. It's pretty. It's not valuable, it's pretty.
Mark's mother loved costume jewelry, still evident by cases of brooches, necklaces, and other vintage wares in the back. At the front of the store is higher-end jewelry, and for something completely different, if you peek in one corner, some Girls Gone Wild DVDs. Kessler is the first to admit there's a bit of a good old boy atmosphere.
I've told my wife that with all this people going to jail for doing inappropriate things with ladies, I said, if they ever put you in jail for calling people sweetheart, I said, you may as well just divorce me, because I've done that for 35 years.
The environment is more than just shopping. People congregate and talk with the brothers, often engaging in conversations that go far beyond music. It's an experience you can't get through a website like Amazon. Stu Kaintz certainly appreciates the vibe. He's a regular and considers Kessler a friend.
For me, it's an important place. It's just great. Everything's, you know, funky in here, and no matter what you're into, you know, as long as you're, you know, you're not into white bread, you'll find it here.
Kaintz used to manage a local business, health food store Food Fantasies. He says there's a reason the Kesslers have been so successful.
Well, you know, it's about having a niche. And it's about figuring out what your niche is and meeting the people's needs. You know, I mean, it's not easy. This is old school retailing, though.
Kaintz is looking over some newly acquired goods. A jazz collector passed away, and Kessler ended up with the albums, some of which he has priced for several hundred dollars. Kessler's music knowledge covers different genres and eras. He has helped many collectors track down that missing album they might have been searching for. This most recent purchase includes some rare finds, like a Sun Ra record featuring experimental Afro-futuristic jazz. Recycled Records doesn't put a ton of its stock online, but rare items like this might end up on eBay. The store is considered a Springfield staple. So says Lisa Clemens Stott, the head of Downtown Springfield, Inc. As many local shops have come and gone over the decades, their longevity is unique.
They are voices that other businesses listen to because they've been there, they've seen that, and yet they've still prospered and done really well.
Stott says around 30 new downtown businesses have materialized in recent years, and she hopes someone is willing to take the Recycled Records brand and keep it going. Over on the corner of South Grand and 11th Street sits another independent record shop in town, Dumb Records. Brian Galecki runs the co-op, which is also helped by volunteers and specializes in alternative and punk music. He's heard
countless stories about Mark and Gary over there, and especially since they've been around so long.
Galecki says he doesn't see Recycled Records as competition, and any local businesses specializing in music are an important thread in the fabric of Springfield's cultural scene.
More record stores is a good thing in Springfield for sure. I would say if anything, competition for us is like people buying records at Barnes & Noble or something like that, you know, not your independent record stores. So we're like all for supporting all of that.
Recycled Records certainly lacks any sort of corporate feel. Here's Mark Kessler again.
I think it's a unique music store. I think it's probably, somebody will beat me here, but I think it's probably the most unique music store south of Chicago and north of St. Louis. It's a huge inventory. I mean, we have 25, 30,000 LPs.
Kessler says while music listening has changed over the years, vinyl has won out as a constant. It's something with a cult following.
Sounds better. Clearly sounds better, and you know that. The best thing we did was in the 80s when CDs got really big and everybody said we don't need albums anymore. We bought them all.
The records here are all sorted by genre. Kessler has his own favorites, of course.
I like rock and roll that keeps me awake. To me, it was rock and roll. Today, it's easy listening music, I guess. But I'm, if given a preference, I would go home and listen to The Who and The Stones and Creedence. That's rock and roll to me.
After decades of being a destination for music lovers, Kessler says it's time for this chapter to come to a close, and he's hoping a new one will begin. He says there's been some interest in new ownership, but nothing official. Kessler says he wants to spend the coming years traveling with his wife, a luxury not often afforded to the independent business owner.
If nobody buys it, we'll continue to run it as is. At some point, it'll be very hard to do. I'll probably just sell everything and close it and sell a building. I mean, I don't really want to do that. That's kind of a last-ditch effort. I also don't want to be here when I'm 82.
Kessler says when he finally turns over the keys, he wants the next owner to bring Recycled Records into the 21st century, with more social media presence and online sales, for instance. But he also hopes the old-school environment he helped create will remain.
I just think if you're looking for an old-fashioned throwback music store, you're not going to do any better.
I'm Rachel Otwell.